What a bummer. You're all pumped up, ready to go for road trip up to, a place where you started kind of in the same state, I should say, with being in South Dakota. But I'm sure that was a huge disappointment for all you guys when you got the word on that, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It was pretty disappointing, mainly because the news didn't come until Thursday when we were getting ready for practice. So that's pretty late in the week because we were getting ready to travel Friday morning. So we were all pretty bummed out for sure. It was you never want to prepare that for that for a week and prepare all week for a game and have to get it shut down like that.
Tough to get things going, get the wheels going for practice then on Thursday and Friday, or did the guys get through it in a good way?
We ended in a good way. I mean, we're ready to go. I think we're getting ready to play, especially after last week.
How about for you? Your first year in the UNK program. Tell us a little bit. You're getting some playing time and some defensive special teams. Tell us how that's been going the first couple of weeks.
It's been a pretty good transition. I'm having a lot of fun. You know, last year was kind of a struggle. Redshirt years, never fun, never getting to be on the field. And this year, just kind of getting a little bit of a taste in my mouth. I'm starting on three special teams, and I'm on the travel squad and everything. So it's been pretty fun. We're 2-0. It's always good to win too, so that helps.
No question. Good wins against Pittsburgh State. And, of course, you know all about the Shadron State UNK history, and to win that game in a kind of a high-scoring game a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Shadron always has a good offense. I mean, we probably didn't finish off the game quite like we wanted to. We felt we were the far superior opponent, and we kind of jumped on them pretty early, and then we just kind of got stagnant, and they started putting some points up on the board, which it's hard to control. I mean, they have a good offense, but at the end of the day, we were just a better team, I think. And they, props to them. I mean, they put up a lot of points on us, but we just had to get some things ironed out, get ready to go this week.
Still, you're a part of that defense. Get a chance to see those guys, no question, every day in practice. You're competing with you're at your position, no question. Some other great players too, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely, and we're pretty deep at the linebacker position. We got six guys that we travel, and I'm pretty sure that they're pretty the coaches are pretty confident that could play if anybody goes down. So there's a lot of depth and a lot of competition every day at practice.
But you just kind of bide your time a little bit, and I know just with one more game, that's pretty much it for you. There's no more games after this, but I'm sure after this game gets over, you think about next year. Hopefully next fall is going to be a normal season. Hit the weights and everything, get yourself bigger, and you'll be right in the thick of things competing for one of the more minutes, won't you?
Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, the moment this game's over, the work starts right after Thanksgiving break, so just got to come back and keep becoming a better player, because at the end of the day, I'm still only a redshirt freshman, so, and if this year doesn't count, so I still have 4 years left to keep trying to build and become a better football player.
And they got you listed at 225. In the future, you like to bulk up and that have that weight, that number go up a little bit more?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's kind of fluctuating right now. It usually goes up a little bit in the off season. When we get out of football and I'm not doing near as much, but try and keep it under control and I gain some good weight when I need to prior to the season.
What about this game coming up this weekend with the watching film and preparing for Missouri Western State? What's the book on this team you guys are going to face on Saturday?
You know, they're a solid team. They're 0-2, but they lost to a Division I opponent, FCS at Central Arkansas. And then they lost to Pitt State in a close game. Every MIAA opponent's tough. There's never going to be any easy weeks. And from what I've heard last year, we kind of put a beat down on them, and they're probably going to be pretty – we kind of ended their playoff chances, and they're probably going to be pretty ready to play us. They're pretty young up front on the offensive line. They have good skill players offensively. And I'm not too sure about their defense. I pretty much focus on scouting on their offense. But
11 o'clock kickoff once again in Kearney. It's good. It's a home game. You get a chance to end on a good note at home, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be great. And on a home game in front of all our fans, I mean, we played at Shattered State, and I know that's a rivalry game, but we had a great crowd, so hopefully we'll get another great crowd out here this week to watch us for the last game before we get have to wait a whole nother year.
Now, the forecast, DJ, if you haven't been following, is calling for a soggy and colder day on Saturday. That doesn't matter at all, does it?
No, I mean, normally it'd be something to complain about, but in this COVID year when you're losing games left and right, you know, you'll play rain, snow, where you'll play wherever they tell you to, whenever you get the chance.
I know you occasionally go around a track area and around a shot put discus ring every now and then. Do you ever get the urge and think, oh gosh, should I have tried it? Or you're pretty satisfied, hey, I'm just sticking with football.
You know, when I first got here, I know the throws coach pretty well, and we had had talks about it. But the more I think about it, the more I'm pretty set, and I told all my football coaches that I'm pretty focused on football, and this is where I want to be at least until I get to the point where I feel like I should be as a football player. I'm pretty set and focused on football right now.
It's tough, and there's been some guys I'm sure you've know and gone through it, try to do dual sports, and it takes a lot of work, you know, with juggling your classes along with that, trying to keep grades up and everything. It's a lot to do, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's enough, or it's a lot the way it is with one sport, so I can't imagine two in the off season. Or, you know, but it's just something that I haven't closed the book completely on it, but for right now, I'm 100% football.
And speaking of grades going okay, hitting the books, no issues there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going pretty good. I mean, most of my classes are normal, so I haven't had any issues with COVID, no complaints.